Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I would like to just begin this Libra Equinox reading with a poem. If you're new, then I just want to tell you that I like to do readings at the solstices and equinoxes because they are the birthday of the season and they initiate change, and the birth chart, the blueprint at the time of the solstice or equinoxes, really shows us what the energy of the season is going to be like. So anyway, there's a poem called Unconditional that a friend of mine, Shari Rose, sent me, and it's written by Jennifer Wellwood, and I thought it was really helpful for what we're all going through now. And Unconditional. Willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning to face my fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the universe. Surrendering into emptiness, I find fullness without end. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me and becomes itself transformed into its radiant, jewel-like essence. I bow to the one who has made it so, who has crafted this master game to play it in its purest delight, to honor its form, true devotion. Jennifer Wellwood. And so in beginning this reading, I just want to honor, acknowledge, and invite in all of your hearts, your authentic selves, all aspects of yourselves are welcome to the table here. And I would like to also invite in the spirit of the earth, spirit of fire, the spirit of water, the spirit of air, the spirit of the sun and the moon and the stars and all the animals and all the guides and the teachers and the wise beings, the wise wisdom councils that are so close to us right now. I'd like to just invite them in and welcome them and ask them to assist me in sharing this reading with you in a way that is coherent, clear, understandable, supportive, and that meets you where you need to be met. So, I want to start with saying that in astrology, we say as above, so below, as within, so without. And we look at the blueprint of this equinox, it's Libra equinox, looking at what are the energies that are available to us, and how do we engage them in a most conscious way? And I just want to acknowledge that we lost a great being, RBG, who crossed over into spirit and was welcomed home on Friday, which is in the window of this equinox, but very much what happened on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. And in the new moon, Virgo new moon window, which happened on Thursday. And in Judaism, we say that those who cross over on the eve of Rosh Hashanah are holy people. It's a very auspicious day to die. And her fierce dedication to equality, to liberty, to justice, is being really amplified right now because we're remembering her, we're speaking of her, we're looking at her image, we're feeling our love and our gratitude and the awe and how she inspired us and how she inspired a generation of people. So grateful to her massive contribution, her fierceness, her fierce love, her persistence. She overcame so many obstacles being a woman and attending law school and not being able to practice law, becoming a professor, and eventually becoming, taking on a challenging cases, she found possibilities where others would have given up. She was an incredibly loving partner. And so we are remembering her. And of course, her crossing over is also causing a tremendous amount of chaos and disagreement, which we'll talk about. But there's when I think of her, even though she was not a Libra, I think of her as really being honoring Libra in that she was so committed to equality for all and liberty and justice and fairness and truth. And Libra is all about justice. In fact, the image for Libra is the scales of justice. Libra is about partnerships of all kinds and relationships, reciprocal blessings, creating balance and beauty and fairness and equality. It is about being diplomatic, opening to different points of views, listening. It is about the love of fairness. Libra loves fairness. And the question that Libra asks is, how can we create conscious, equal, non-hierarchical relationships and justice for all? And to bring beauty, to incarnate beauty into this world. And so the autumn equinox in the northern hemisphere, and it is the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere, are nevertheless about Libra. And we have all learned a great deal since March. So much has happened since the spring, since March. And so I want to ask you just to consider, what have you learned? What have you healed? How have you grown? What's different? so much dynamic movement. And this year has promised to be a year of 2020 vision, where we see very clearly what we need. You know, we're being shown what we need to see. And in any case, the chart for the fall, for the Libra equinox, is a very dynamic, very powerful chart. And as much as Libra is about balance and justice and fairness and diplomacy, the energies that we're experiencing are really not about that. they're not reflecting that. And that's because of the square of Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter to Mars and Aries and Eris, and Mercury's involved with that. So it's we have a very stressful energy that is coming in, that's been coming in. And I want to backtrack. I want to start talking about the Libra moon. And wow, I'm having trouble expressing this. I'm sorry. I empath the energies, and I've had a really challenging time bringing this to you. And so forgive me. I'm doing the best that I can. I want to talk about the Virgo new moon, just a little bit about that, because the energies of the Virgo new moon, super new moon that happened on Thursday and Friday, are being sort of amplified by the equinox. And it's got a very different energy to it, because we're dealing with a lot of chaotic energy at this equinox. But that Virgo new moon really had a lot of stability in it, a lot of grounding, and a lot of like the energy to create a long-lasting harvest. So I want you to think about, like, what is it that you are dedicated to? What seeds do you want to plant? And I want you to think of this as you're planting many different kinds of seeds, but one in particular, the seed of an oak tree that takes a long time to sprout and become an oak. But once it is there, it is long lasting. It is majestic. I was recently in Ireland
a few years ago recently, and I had, you know, the good fortune of sitting with and meditating with a 1,000-year-old oak tree. And I also received a flower essence from that tree that I still take when I really need stability. And I think of this Virgo new moon like that oak tree. Just think about all the cycles that came in, expanded, and then dissolved, and all of the tragedies over the past 1,000 years that have happened in Ireland, and all of and yet the long lastingness of this tree and the energy of this tree. And so I want you to consider, given that we are in unprecedented and uncharted times of unpredictability and change and chaos and overwhelm and emotion and loss, there are, nevertheless, we are planting seeds that will grow and become the mighty oak for hundreds and thousands of years to come. We are the transition team. We knew what we were doing when we incarnated during this time. We did it on purpose. We came after being trained how to create stability in times of chaos at the same time that we're feeling all of the energies moving, that we're allowing the anger and the fear and the sadness to arise. And yet, we are also stabilizing these new incoming frequencies of the divine feminine and love, and we're doing it all at the same time. And we're actually surviving it. and many of us are thriving, although also feeling really angry and scared and sad and at the same time. It's really quite remarkable what we are doing. So this Virgo new moon that is like being pulled into the energy of the equinox is really asking us, what are we willing to commit to? Who are we willing to be given? You know, are we willing? What are we willing to ground? What is the healing we're willing to be? What is truly useful and practical or helpful? Virgo is looking at the web of all life, the way we would look at a spider web, and seeing with crystal clear clarity and discernment what aspects of that web are out of alignment, what things need to be rewoven, what needs to be removed, and is willing to do the work. And Virgo is all about sacred work and reverence for all life, reverence for the earth. So these are the kind of seeds we're planting, and also asking, what is my work now? So many of people's works are changing due to the pandemic. Things have disappeared. And now it's like, well, what do I want to build and create? And even if in this moment you cannot manifest it completely, please understand that you're planting seeds that will bloom. And I get the sense, and this is like this Mars and Aries energy that we are with. Mars moved into Aries in June 27th, and it'll be there all the way into January. And because Mars usually stays in a sign for about 3 months, but it is in a sign right now for 6 months because it has a retrograde. It's going back over old territory between September 9th and November 12th. And what this, first of all, think of this energy within us as like looking at that oak, you know, that acorn going, okay, it's been a couple of months, where's the tree? I don't get it, come on, and getting frustrated and angry that our dedicated, reverent, you know, seeing what is needed and being willing to do the work and to take responsibility and to get results, we're still in this really chaotic, very difficult and challenging time that is overwhelming, and many things are happening that we don't have control of. So Mars comes into Aries, and by the way, while he's in Aries, this masculine energy within us is Mars in Aries likes to get a lot done, likes to move quickly, likes to have clarity and focus and purpose and know what is the commitment is towards. And right now there's a lot of confusion and Mars, it is almost as if the masculine, the divine masculine within us is going through a lot of initiations on its way to maturing and ripening. And initiations have no guarantee. They can be overwhelming. So Mars in Aries has needed to meet up with this whole council in Capricorn of Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter. And what this does, and then went retrograde. And so it's now going over old territory. It's lighting things up. It's heating things up. And there's a lot of frustration, a lot of need to be patient and to surrender to overwhelming experiences and to emotions. And Aries doesn't particularly like to do that. So we're really looking at a lot of shadowy behavior in the world. And it's frightening. And we're seeing what is very challenging. And this Mars in Aries energy is bringing all of that challenge to a boil, bringing up the anger, fear, resentment, irritation, impatience that has been held for eons in each of us that is releasing. It's like a pressure valve releasing. It's hot. It can be reactive, emotional. And while Mars is in retrograde, it's going to be meeting up with Saturn, I think September 29th, and Pluto, October 9th. And I don't want to get into the details, but let's just say that throughout September and October and November, there's a lot of deep, deep, deep energy coming up, places that we have repressed or denied are coming to the surface. They need to be expressed. We don't know how everything's going to turn out. We just need to put one foot in front of the other and take the next small, sweet, authentic step. What is the next authentic step to take without knowing how anything's going to turn out? While we're in this incredible time of dismantling, this energy, the shadow energy of Aries is, what's in it for me? It's all about me. And this is what is needing to be dismantled, because this energy has created what we're seeing unfold in the world. We're seeing so much extreme weather, imbalance, a lot of emotions, extreme energy of all kinds. And we're going through this purging process, this releasing out of the shadow of the masculine, this energy that's been in place for a very long time that is imploding and it is unraveling. So we are completing the tail end of a very, very old cycle. And this fiery Mars energy, like I said, it's like pouring hot oil and lighting a match and bringing things up really fast that are overwhelming and chaotic and disturbing. And Mars is actually also conjunct at the equinox, a planet called Eris, which is a feminine energy of revolution, disruption, unexpected. It's very fiery, and it's really about where do we need disruption. But the energy we're in with Mars squaring Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and conjunct Eris is about like very revolutionary energy, very taking to the streets, a lot of emotion pouring forth on all levels. And it's overwhelming. And Libra, meanwhile, is like, wait a minute. Can't we talk this out? Aren't we all in this together? Can't we create circles of caring and new ways of being together and justice and liberty for all? And that is coming up, but it's more like we're seeing how it's not there. And the emotions around that coming up very strongly. Mercury is in Libra, so we want to be diplomatic. We want to communicate well. We want to listen to all points of view in the way that we're thinking. However, there's this really tough square, and that is not happening in the collective. So you can ask yourself, how can I contribute more peacefulness in this moment. And yet, even as I say that, what I want to say is that Libra really likes things to be balanced and harmonious, but sometimes bringing in a new incarnation of fairness and justice and equality and moving to a deeper level of balance requires periods of imbalance where we're really seeing a lot. And that is what is happening now. And it's happening now at the perfect timing because we're moving and completing the tail end of an old, old cycle. We're unraveling places that really need to be unraveled, that are based on the idea that we're separate from one another, that we're separate from the earth, that we can continue to behave that way. And we're seeing the results. We're seeing the results in climate change, intense and persistent hurricanes and floods and winds, and, you know, the West Coast being on fire. And this year we had Australia on fire, the Amazon on fire, Siberia on fire. It's very difficult to be in denial when reality keeps hitting you in the face with, oh my God, this, we're facing something that is not sustainable and we're going to have to change. And at the same time, there's a lot of confusion about how to move forward. And it is almost as if this council of wise elders in Capricorn is saying, before you move forward, you need to feel your feelings. You need to let the grief move. You need to let the anger move. You need to continue to learn and grow and see and heal and make different choices as we complete this old cycle. And this cycle is a cycle, the larger cycle, the great turning, is about a 26,000-year cycle shifting into a new paradigm, but it's also smaller cycles within that cycle, 5,500-year cycle, 2,200-year cycle. And we are now setting new intentions and making new agreements with ourselves and with, you could say, with our own, our oversoul, our higher self, our cosmic council. We're looking at our Akashic records, really, and we're seeing how have we grown and evolved. What do we still need to do before we graduate to the next level of consciousness, to the next new incarnation of the new human? We have been downloading new frequencies. We've been expanding. But we're at this point where it's like, wait a minute, we're graduating, but there's some work you haven't completed. And so what this year is about, seeing very clearly what is needed to be felt and seen and changed within ourselves, and purging this old energy so that we don't bring it into the new. And there's just so it's about how can you create space, you know, with Libra. Libra loves to listen to all points of view. And so within yourself, how can you listen to the different parts of yourself? How can your body and your mind and your inner child and your spiritual self communicate with one another, value one another equally? It is a time of listening to the aspects of ourself that often don't get heard, those really deep emotions that we need to create, sit in council with ourselves. And feel and value and love all aspects of ourselves, even the parts of ourselves, aspects of ourselves that we don't always like. They're coming in to be met and brought into the family and listened to. So, what else is happening? Well, we have Venus in Leo squared by Uranus. Which is, Uranus is kind of close to, it's interesting, the feminine, the divine feminine within us is squaring Uranus, and the divine masculine within us is hanging out with Eris. And Eris is about unpredictable, wild changes, disrupting the status quo, revolutionary change, and so is Uranus. So please don't get overly caught up in the astrological language. Like, if something is overwhelming to you that I'm using in terms of the language, just let it move through you, and I will speak the English as soon as I say the astral language. So the feminine energy is inviting us to be very innovative. There is an energy of innovation and breakthrough, the ability to really connect to what is most important in us. There is an energy of sudden breakthroughs, expansive awareness, seeing new possibilities, big views and big openings. So things are unraveling, they're falling apart, there's chaos, there's revolution, there's change, there's fear, there's people not getting along, there's deception. And the feminine is like, I am here. There was actually an article in the New York Times that I thought was really, really funny around this. I think that the title was Scientists Find New Life on Venus. And then there was another article that said, not only does Venus hold the possibility of life, but has active volcanoes. And I thought, well, that is so metaphorically true about the divine feminine. And the divine feminine really wants to be showing up right now and wants you to know that you are so supported and there is so much love holding you and there is so much energy flowing into this world from the feminine and from we are actually experiencing frequencies, new frequencies and energies that we have not experienced before coming in. And it is part of that that is creating so much of the chaos. But it also is that we need to take responsibility with Saturn and Capricorn. It's about take responsibility for your actions. Look and see very clearly in this year called 2020, where we have clear vision of what hasn't been working because it isn't sustainable, because we're not honoring all life. We're not communicating with the elements. We're not communicating with the earth. And we're not living in community with one another in ways that actually work. And so we're seeing that, but at the same time, we have these pulses of awakened energy that is coming through and shining very brightly and is very strong in this equinox. So Venus in Leo is all about creativity, generosity, self-expression, self-love, shining really brightly, letting the love in your heart shine really brightly and expand to touch others. When things get really overwhelming, you can just imagine connecting to a star or the sun in your heart and letting it radiate through your whole body and radiating out to touch all life. This is a really good example of this feminine energy in Leo squared by Uranus. It is about embodying divinity, embracing change, bringing in the unique, incarnating our sensuality, incarnating beauty, bringing in the energy to do that, being really interested in bringing in something different, breaking free from old constraints, awakening consciousness, and the movement of life force energy is what the feminine is bringing in. Finding places in us that have been stuck and in a holding pattern for a long time. Areas where energy isn't moving and pushing it through. It can be liberating. It can also be overwhelming because it can feel like a lot of energy coming through. And again, this energy is radiating and loving and bringing in that sense of you are important. Your life has value. And is teaching us to value ourselves, value our creativity, value our healing journey. Yes, there is life on Venus, and she is pulsing through with such strength. So the feminine energy is in a fire sign, and the masculine energy is in a fire sign. There's a lot of fire. Actually, the moon on the fall equinox is also in a fire sign. In the sign of Sagittarius, which is about hey, you guys, why don't you, it is a sign of waking up, bringing meaning, finding meaning in these challenges, and learning and growing and teaching what we learn, learning from the past, and learning to tell a new story, to step into a new reality that is completely and vastly different than where we've been before. And there's this shifting and turning and unraveling and purging and feeling and moving and dance. You know, there's a lot going on in this chart. The North Node is in Gemini, as and it will be for, you know, about a year and a half more. And it's squared by Neptune, which is about bringing in a new vision, bringing in the vision of unity, of oneness, using our visionary abilities and our imagination to connect with visionary reality and what wants to come through. But it's also on the lower octave about deception, not being able to sort out what is truth from what is untruth. And we can use the discerning energy of this recent new moon in Virgo to discern what is true and what is not true. What is true is not laced with hatred. And there is a lot of hatred masquerading as love. And you can tell pretty soon as there's this desire to scapegoat other people, you can tell the difference between the frequency of love and connection and the difference between the frequency of hate. So again, we're going through this incredible dismantling of this old story and then this weaving in this incredible, delightful energy of the divine feminine that's very strong in Leo. And we need to have patience and to trust the process, even though we don't know where it's going. Anyone who has a sense of certainty about the future is not, you know, the times that we're living in, we're being asked to dance with uncertainty and to find within us how we want to contribute to this time. Let's see, we are in an initiation. An initiation is always laced with uncertainty. It is the phoenix that rises out of the ashes. And remembering that ashes literally are the fertilizer for new growth. And the ashes of what we are moving through now, this sense of unraveling, this sense of things falling apart, it really is the building new ground for us. We are graduating to a new level of consciousness that seeks expression in practical, tangible, and meaningful ways. And that energy is going to become clearer and clearer as we move into 2021, when we are right now at the tail end of a 2.5-year process with Saturn being in Capricorn. And we're moving into Saturn being in Aquarius and right around the Capricorn solstice, December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Saturn and Jupiter will be conjunct, which is a whole new beginning that really is about taking our visions and turning them into practical, sustainable. And it isn't as if we're going to get bopped over the head on that day and everything's going to just suddenly be like, woohoo, but it will feel like, okay, we can begin to move forward. We can begin this decade of 2020 to 2030 is about a green economy. It is about the resonance between how we earn a living and how we nourish the earth and working in partnership with the earth and things that are in partnership, that are towards sustainability, that are life affirming, that are coming out of this time of so much death, will grow and thrive. And we will begin to discuss solutions that really start to make sense. And this decade is all about that coming up. And the birth point for that will be this solstice. And right now, so we can hold that in our hearts.
And we can ask ourselves, what contributions do you want to make during this time? What qualities, you know, what openings do you want to create? And I want to kind of leave you with RBG's, some of her quotes that I think are really essential for this time. You can disagree without being disagreeable. That's very Libra. And fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that allows others to join you. Create dialogue. We're all in this together, says Libra. And RBG was such an amazing example of willingness to sit at a table and work with others who had very different opposing viewpoints. And even out of this chaotic time where we're so polarized, we're moving into a time where we're moving into that. And so let us plant those seeds and let us use this time, this equinox window that's already open this weekend, that will be exact on the 22nd of September, to plant seeds of renewal. To, you know, I would suggest that you maybe create a ceremony where you put something in the earth, either something you've made or some cornmeal or some candy or some chocolate, or, and just, you know, acknowledging the earth and that we're in this with her together, and that together we're moving, we are moving forward, although it doesn't feel like that. So also, feeding and acknowledging the spirits of the land is just a really beautiful thing to do at this time of year. And it's something that other cultures just knew how to do and we've forgotten. And other cultures knew how to feed their emotions to the spirit of the earth, to feel what you're feeling and to give it to the earth, the grief, the anger, the irritation, the loss, the sadness. Because she transforms this, she composts this. This is food for her. We have forgotten how to be in partnership with the land, but we're relearning this. And focus on how to bring in more connection, more cooperation, and more relationship during this time. We're also being asked to take responsibility and to become accountable for what is working and not working in our lives and what needs to change, and to really energize the desirable outcome, to see where we are at and invite in cooperation. The Libra equinox is asking us that regardless of all the chaos, it is good to invite in cooperation and kindness. We all carry significant spokes of the wheel. Every single one of us is carrying a piece of the puzzle for healing. As we heal ourselves, we heal the collective. And you know what it is that you're carrying right now that needs to be shifted or needs to be felt. For many, many people, the most poignant, like, ancestral patterns or patterns that you've carried around for lifetimes are seeking healing. But before we can just heal them, we have to feel what it feels like to have lived with certain limitations or certain wounding, release it, and then invite in that which knows how to heal us. Our spirits, our authentic selves, our God spark that is within our hearts, with our whole beings, knows how to do this. So we invite that in. And so it is my hope, my wish, that this was clear for you. And wishing you a beautiful equinox. And may you find ways to bring in balance. Oh, just a few thoughts about that. You know, one way to bring in balance would be to just put your hand on your heart and breathe when you need to breathe, when you need to slow down. The energy, this fiery energy, is very fast moving, so we need to slow it down. Laying on the earth, walking in the trees, putting on some music, singing some songs, getting together with friends for a walk, a socially distanced walk,
finding innovative ways to be with one another and to appreciate this gift of being alive at this time of great turning, where so much is being unraveled, but there is also such fertility for bringing in the new story, the regenerative story of that which heals. Thank you. Bye.